I'd like to begin with a few words concerning the practice of meditation itself. For thousands of years, individuals have found meditation to be a support both to the renewal and support of their own psyches, their own inner life, but as well a path of inquiry or discovery into the true nature of their own minds and the world around them. Now, meditation instruction is what I'd like to speak about to begin with, and you'll be following my instructions during the course of the next few minutes. But actually, the point of meditation is to empower you as individuals to actually do the meditation practice on your own, without my guidance, completely independent of what it is you may in the end hear and find useful on this tape. The practices themselves are simple, but a powerful means of cultivating the inner life. And in using this word powerful, I do so advisedly because it's also important to always feel safe. So if at any time during the practice you enter into a state of awareness which feels unfamiliar and uncomfortable, you can explore it further, or you can step back from it and find a different inner posture, one that's more secure. Now, the practice that I'm going to be teaching will be a kind of archetypal practice concerning the rhythm of attention, which can be applied to a whole variety, a wide variety of subject content. We're going to work today with the bell sound, but the same practice could be used with a word, an image, or some other sense experience. The practice consists really of, you could say, of two main parts. The first part is close attention, focused attention on a content, in this case the bell sound. And the second aspect of the practice is open awareness. That is to say, where one releases that content, the bell sound, and enters into a wide, receptive, and open state of awareness. That second state is perhaps one that's a little less familiar. And so I'd like to read a passage from the Tao Te Ching which speaks to the character of that quality of open awareness that I'd like to emphasize. Do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? The master doesn't seek fulfillment. Not seeking, not expecting, she is present and can welcome all things. Not seeking, not expecting, she is present and can welcome all things. So the second aspect or part of the meditation practice will consist in this not seeking, not expecting, of coming into an inner state of awareness in which we can be receptive, be present in a way that can welcome all things, including the unexpected. So in the first phase of the practice, we'll be attending to the bell sound itself and also to the memory of the bell sound, which I'll ask you to sound inwardly so that you fill yourself quite consciously and purposefully with the content of the practice, in this case, the bell sound. And then the second half of the practice will be a letting go of the bell sound, a release of that content, and then an opening out into an open awareness, into the not seeking, not expecting, simple presence that can welcome all things.